I want you to play my number for me on the way home, okay? Right. And don't let nobody copy them either, all right? Because those are my numbers. I dreamt them up last night, and they're right out of the Holy Scripture here.
Okay.
Teenager Kevin is probably the only person in the Atlanta Public Housing Project not excited about the lottery jackpot that has climbed to $370 million. Kevin has other things on his mind, keeping his job at a shopping mall shoe store, pipe dreaming about starting his own business, and trying to get a date with the neighborhood's prettiest girl. But his grandmother wants a ticket, so he waits in the long line to buy it.
How many tickets you need, man? What you got?
I just need one, all right?
Just one?
Yeah, just one. Yeah, play those numbers for me.
As an afterthought, he buys one more ticket for himself, using numbers from the slip of paper in the fortune cookie from his Chinese restaurant lunch. And don't you know it, against all odds, his ticket is the sole winner.
You got all six numbers!
Yes, we won!
No! Nobody can know about this, all right?
Kevin worries that if word gets out, everyone will want a share of the good fortune. Trouble is, it's a holiday weekend, and when he and his best friend go to the state lottery office, they find it's closed.
Closed?
Closed?
What you mean closed?
What you talking about? For the 4th of July. Be open again Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Tuesday? That's 3 whole days. How much can happen in 3 whole days?
Sure enough, word about his winning ticket spreads like wildfire, and Kevin spends the weekend fending off opportunists and criminals alike, while also learning who his true friends really are.
It's definitely a crazy story, coming from nothing, and then all of a sudden you having all of this money, all of this power, and everybody wants a piece, you know?
Chad Gregory Moss, better known by his stage name Bow Wow, became famous as Lil Bow Wow with his first rap album at age 13, 10 years ago, and says he could identify with the character Kevin's dilemma.
People turn on you. You have trust issues. You don't know who to trust. You don't know what to believe anymore. And it's definitely real, man. We see it every day. We see kids come from the inner cities, come from Compton, come from Inglewood, and go to school for 1 year, and then they sign these $80, $90 million NBA contracts. So these are things that are actually going on. A young kid coming from the hood, making it, and then now he's just in this whole nother position. It's so real. It is real.
You know what? You don't even have to go to design school. You could start your own shoe company.
Yeah, I guess I could.
That is all you've been talking about since you were 9 years old. This is it, Kevin.
Naturi Naughton co-stars as Stacy, Kevin's lifelong friend, who reminds him that money can't buy love and trust, but it can let him do positive things.
Her character really wants to emphasize him doing something with that money. It's not just about giving it to friends. It's about giving it to the entire community so that we can come up out of the projects and do something with our lives and feel inspired by someone taking the time to give back to the community. And I think Stacy's character, she cares more about that than just getting a piece of the money.
The cast also features Ice Cube as a neighborhood hermit who becomes Kevin's protector. The rapper and actor is also producer of Lottery Ticket, a change of pace from the broad comedies he usually stars in.
In my music, everything is pretty, you know, hardcore, and it's talking about all the things that trouble me or trouble us. But in the movies, you know, it's a thing where people pay their hard money, come home, and they want to go be entertained, and they want to get a lift. And, you know, we have moments in there, and we say the things I think that need to be said sometime. But ultimately, people enjoy them, have fun with them, and to me, that's what movies are all about.
Veteran music video director Eric White makes his feature film debut with Lottery Ticket and says he wanted comic episodes to surround but not drown out the film's learning moments.
It's not a full-on comedy. It's more of a great story with funny stuff in it, which makes it a little bit different from the typical urban film. I really wanted to get across more of a story with some moral fiber to it, to like give people something to think about when they leave the theater. I mean, that was one thing that always bothered me about some urban films, that when you walk away, you're not left with anything to ponder. And I think like this concept is something that works with that.
If you won the lottery, what would you do?
Me? I mean, you know, take care of my family, travel, finish school, all that good stuff. But if I had your kind of money, I'd give back. Give people something to live for instead of just living, you know?
Lottery Ticket was filmed on location in an Atlanta, Georgia public housing neighborhood with a cast of comedy and rap music stars, including T-Pain, Brandon T. Jackson, Terry Crews, Bill Bellamy, Mike Epps, and Loretta Devine. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.